Welcome to the Deep Connection podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Alcala, and I'll be here Monday through Friday bringing you your daily dose of morning inspiration and motivation. I'm also a spiritualist here to help you raise your vibrations and dive deep into your healing journey. This podcast has a wide range of topics from spirituality to relationships to the metaphysical, self-help, shadow work, manifestation, life coaching, and more. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, then stick around and have a listen, and let's dive into today. So today is part 8 of the 24-part Abundance Block series. So today's Abundance Block is Fear of Numbers. Now, if you're just joining me for the first time, welcome in. I do highly recommend that you go back and listen to the previous episodes of the Abundance Block series and do them in order. We are doing Fear of Numbers, so this is episode 8. So for today, Fear of Numbers, and then going down the list tomorrow, clearing indecision, clearing stuckness, clearing values, getting clear on your future, clearing clutter, clearing family blocks, clearing blame, discovering the ultimate you, discovering your ultimate self, turning blocks into profits, clearing self-sabotage, clearing lack of self-worth, clearing financial messes, clearing financial illusions, fear of scarcity, and welcoming in abundance. So, what are abundance blocks? Abundance blocks are anything that keeps you from living your most abundant and prosperous timeline, just a very beautiful, joyful life of everything that you could ever dream of. So starting out today with the fear of numbers. Okay, so abundance blocks. So particularly in money, if you are having a hard time holding money, having money, accumulating money, spending money, circulating money, you've got money on a pedestal, money is hard to come by, or you're always broke, any of those bullshit kind of money stuff in your field, we're going to be talking about the fear of numbers. Now, do you remember a time in school when negative numbers, infinity numbers, and numbers such as 1, 2, 3, 4 with the, like, to the power of 18, okay, were confusing and absolutely scary? Like, if you have that fear of numbers, okay, where big numbers or negative numbers or infinity numbers were scary to you, then you're going to have a really hard time having money, holding money, accumulating money. You know, you're going to have a hard time just money in general, okay? So, starting out with negative numbers. Okay, how many times have we seen a negative number in our account? Now, I know I have. So we see the minus sign, and then usually it's in red. What does red mean? Red means stop. Red means bad. Red in our mind, when we see red, we associate it with fear, right? Like, red means as a society, we have made red mean, you know, could mean anger. All right, has a lot of emotions or has a lot of power to it. So particularly in our bank account, when we see red with negative numbers, it throws our nervous system and our subconscious mind in a state of fight and flight and fear. So go back to a time when you were in school. Now, some of you did really, really excellent with math, okay? Some of you, not a problem. And you know, it makes me even wonder, like, are there even physicists, you know, listening to this, or you know, people who did calculus and all of this stuff? Take what applies here for you. Okay. This is for the people where it's like you have an abundance block and one of those blocks is fear of numbers. Now, particularly for me, okay, if you were like me and you failed math, now I failed math, mostly because I just didn't care about math, right? Like, that could be a very popular occurring theme here, but definitely negative numbers. Let's talk about infinity numbers. When you see an infinity number or even the infinity sign, so you see an infinity number, if your brain can't conceptualize that, it's going to be really, really difficult for you to hold massive amounts of money. So, have you ever written down 1 billion, like the number 1 billion? And when you look at that, what do you physically feel in your body? When I see, physically see it written out, I think 1 billion is what? 1 million is that like, hold on. I don't know that off the top of my head, actually. That's kind of funny. I'm going to put it on my calculator. So 100,000 is 6 zeros. 1 million is 7 zeros. Now I have 1 million typed out on my phone and I see this million. As I look at it, I can feel my body and my mind going, oh, God, no, like literally rejecting it. Okay. It's not something that I am comfortable with. It's not something I'm comfortable seeing. It's not something like I look at that and my brain just goes, oh. So if I add another zero and I see 10 million, same thing. And now I see 100 million and now I see 1 billion. So 1 billion is 9 zeros. The longer I look at it, the more scared I feel. So that's where my abundance block is with infinity numbers, where it's these massive amounts of numbers that our mind and our body cannot physically perceive. So we don't feel safe having that type of money or growing outside of a certain income cap that when we look at our bank account, we can conceptualize. So for some of you, if you had $30,000 and you saw $30,000 in your account, some of you might already have that. That's awesome. You might look at that and be like, okay, but if you add a zero to that and you saw $300,000 in your account, how would your nervous system feel? Okay, for some of you, you might even have that. Some of you, you might have that. Okay, if you add another, so we went from, what was that, 30,000 to 300,000 to now it's 3 million. Can you see that number and not have a physical reaction, in your body? So we want to go within our body and see when we, and I'm going to be doing this tonight right after this. This is why I love this, because this helps me, where we go into that and we feel how we feel about it. What is going on in our energetic nervous system that's putting our brains and our bodies into flight and fight and fear? Okay. So if you had trouble with math and you found it confusing, now, particularly for me, when I found it confusing at the time when I was doing math, it was never explained properly to me in any way. Like I always felt like that I just couldn't grasp it or no one could teach it to me. And so a lot of times children, they may not express that they're struggling, or they may not know how to ask for help when they are struggling, or when they do ask for help, the person who's helping them thinks that they're helping them, but they're really, really not. So we have to look within our school days when we were doing math. Go back to your basics. Go back to your literal elementary, first grade, kindergarten math of 2 plus 2 and 7 plus 18, and like go in how you feel about working through those problems, because that directly correlates to how much money you can have in your bank account. Okay. If you struggled with math and you did not get the help that you need for math, and when math started getting progressively harder, if you did not have that foundation, you were going to be lost. You were going to fall further and further behind. Now, for the trauma of growing up in those classes, okay, if you struggled, particularly with math, I know that when I would go ask for help, I went and asked for help one time, and my teacher literally told me, she said, if you don't get it now, you're not going to get it at all. And of course, I had to deal with that at an academic level. Now, that wasn't because I was slow or I didn't understand. Like, that wasn't anything of my fault. It's just because I didn't realize that even though I learned all the way throughout, the foundational pieces were kind of missing, but I didn't understand that's what was happening. And so when you have someone look you in your face and say, well, if you don't know it, you don't know it. Good luck, right? Like, get bent, kind of. That will directly affect your bank account. Also your self-esteem, which directly affects how much money you can make and all that stuff. So working through these traumas, okay? Was there a time in your life that you couldn't comprehend a problem and you were afraid to fail? What happened when it came test day and you did fail? What happened? you were punished, more than likely. Now, different generations have different things and different, you know, parents have different ways of disciplining children who, you know, if you had a D on math, you were punished or grounded or some, I don't, you know, it just depends on what was the experience there. Now, for me in particular, you know, I just had to repeat the class. So it wasn't too big of a deal, but I know that there are parents out there that, you know, would ground you or punish you and put this fear in you that if you did not succeed, you were going to be punished. Okay. So we need to work through those punishments as well, because, you know, children, the way that we learn might not necessarily be the way that it could be taught to us. We have different styles of learning. Some of us are very math logical learning. So if you are the math logical mind, maybe you did really well. Some of us are very kinesthetic, meaning that we work through touch. Some of us are listeners or, you know, learn through like music. So just because you didn't learn that way, it just might have meant that you have a different learning style that you may not know about yet, okay? And so as you learn how to be comfortable seeing and dealing with numbers and seeing long lists, do you remember when we were in math class and we had to work through a problem that was a page long? So what happens when you're now associating a page long of the quadratic formula of all these math problems that goes all the way down and comes to the next page, what happens if you see a receipt that long? Do you think that your nervous system is going to be able to handle looking at all of those numbers? Absolutely not. Okay, so we need to hack our nervous system and our subconscious mind to feel safe not having this fear of numbers, okay? Some of us were not punished for doing well, or if we asked for help, we didn't get it in the way we needed. If you think of money problems tied to math, which money problems are tied to math, are they not? How many times did you have to count change, yes, money in association with math, and then how many times have you now gone to some lady at the cash register, some 16-year-old kid, given them change, and they looked at you like, what the fuck is this? Like, you give them, you know, a 20 and you're asking for change back off of like an 1876 bill or whatever, and they can't do that basic math. Do you think that they will ever be able to internalize and hold more large amounts of money? No. Okay. So we need to solve our financial insecurities. Okay. So math is directly tied to money. Okay, it's directly tied to the numbers in our bank account. We can't be afraid of the negative numbers. We can't be. So a lot of us, even with that, zero. Think about zero, okay? So how many of us have seen zero in our bank account? Okay, so most of the time, if you're at zero, you're probably in the negative. But remember when zero was kind of like, it meant nothing? That gets embedded in our system. So this is just a whole new way to look at our abundance blocks, look at how money, what we're making money mean to us, what we're making these numbers mean to us, and get comfortable. And the thing is if you go back and you do a little bit of math problems and you're starting to feel safe working through the numbers, associating with the numbers, you know, even going and counting change, that'll really, really help you flush out all of that fear of numbers, okay? One of the other things, another association you can do with this, you could do this with your social media following. I want you to understand, right, people who have large social media followings, right, they feel safe having this large amount of people with eyes on them. So for people who are stuck posting, we'll take posting, where you're stuck in the 200 to 1,000 realm, I want you to, your brain, literally your brain, cannot conceptualize what 100,000 people look like in a room all at once, or what a million people look like in a room all at once. Now, you might be able to watch TV or go to a stadium full of people. So like if you go to a stadium and that stadium holds 65,000 people,
you're kind of invested in whatever, you know, game you're watching, football game, whatever game is on or show is on, right? But your brain can't conceptualize. If you were to picture a room full of people, your brain naturally will cap out at around 250 people. That's what your brain can conceptualize. So we want to expand more of how much more people numbers we can hold within our energetic infrastructure. Just food for thought, putting it out there. You know, what if, especially like when it comes to just on this topic of social media, and I've thought about this as well. What if you were in a stadium of 65,000 people and your content that you posted was on that big screen in the middle being broadcasted to all 65,000 people? Would your brain feel safe with that? Would your body feel safe with that? Now your content is on that big screen and now everybody in the stadium is looking at it. So just kind of conceptualizing how our bodies and our minds interact with feeling safe regarding these large amounts of number or these large amounts of like being, yeah, large amounts of numbers. Okay. So this was number 8 of the 24 part Abundance Block series. This was number 8, Fear of Numbers. So tomorrow, in tomorrow's episode, episode 9, tomorrow will be clearing indecision. Okay. And so you can follow me on TikTok where I do tarot and spiritual readings at the White Lotus 777. And then come and join the Lotus Patreon community. That is the White Lotus on Patreon. And of course, I will see you in tomorrow's episode.